Time now for Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Along the glide path to the end of this program, this show, Money Talk, after this we pause. Hello, it is Tom. We're going to end Money Talk on July 12. Meanwhile, a little reminiscing. You may have heard some of the live shows that we do when I phone in from home or wherever I happen to be, and those have been fun. I mean, we've done them from the library of a genuine castle, 110-room castle in Ireland. We were having a private dinner with Lord Rossi. I excused myself from dinner to phone in the show. And I did several call-ins from cricket matches in England, also in the Caribbean, and from lots of shows from the Caribbean where we own a house, lots of shows from France, from the House of Lords, Parliament in London, and once from high in the Swiss Alps, once from a restaurant in Paris, a few shows from New Zealand. We did shows from Wales, from Ireland, from Belgium, from Sicily, from various locations in the U.S., of course, from hospital after I had heart bypass surgery, from trains as I made my way from coast to coast by Amtrak, from the Democrat and the Republican conventions. It has been fun, every bit of it. And now some people wonder, did you make any money from this broadcasting venture? Well, yes and no. Broadcasting itself doesn't pay a lot. It does pay. But if you can use broadcasting to build and promote another business, maybe you will prosper. And that is what we did. We used this show to attract people to seminars and to fill out questionnaires. And this was for the investment service we offered, totally separate business from broadcasting, but we met prospective clients through the radio and through the newspaper column and, of course, the seminars. And that business, the investment business, has grown amazingly. It's one of the biggest in the country. It continues to grow, thousands of clients, including a few governments of small countries. And through it, we have met some of the most wonderful folks, folks who befriended us and inspired us and encouraged us. The investment business and all these friends and acquaintances, a dream come true. And that business continues. And meanwhile, the radio business has filled our lives with great and inspiring friendships. Doctors tell you that they learn from patients. Teachers learn from students. I have learned so much from listeners and from investors. Clients. They have given me precious lessons in how to work, how to build a business, how to laugh, how to die, how to live with a purpose. And they have helped me, helped make me one of the luckiest people on the face of this earth. More tomorrow. This is Tom, as in Morgan.